Again, you're sitting there in the hospital. I assume they have stupid stuff on television there that you don't want to watch. Do you have your own music or somebody else's music, maybe Pete Seeger or someone piped in?
The nurses come in here fairly regularly and say, is your television broken? I haven't had it on since I got here. I have my iPod with me. It's loaded up with all of my friends' music. In fact, the song we're going to listen to right now was written by one of my favorite writers, John Frommer. John was working with his pal, Bernard Gilbert, and the song is called My Feet Are Tired. I do so much college work, and it becomes increasingly frustrating to me to find so many college kids like marbles in a chute. We talked about being like that when we were undergraduates, but there actually still was a liberal arts academy when I was an undergraduate. These days, college is kind of a glorified trade school, except that it costs 9 times more, and most kids are leaving with a debt that is a mortgage and nowhere to live. The worst part about it is how badly they're being taught. I did a class for elementary educators in northern Florida, and those people are teaching school this fall for the first time, and their concentration was history and social studies. I thought I would be on safe ground by saying, who knows who Rosa Parks was, and I was. Every hand went up, and I said, what did she do? And one of them said, she wouldn't give up her seat on the bus. That's right. So then what happened? I'd already lost about half the room, but one of them said, the Civil Rights Movement started. I said, I think the Civil Rights Movement started well before that. What else happened? Somebody finally said, I think she got arrested. And I said, that's right. So then what happened? And as far as most of them were concerned, Rosa Parks could still be in jail. They had no idea what had happened to her after she refused to give up her seat on the bus. When I started explaining to them that Rosa Parks had been working with the NAACP and was kind of, not randomly, but arbitrarily selected out of several possible people to be the one who had refused to give up her seat. Well, and then I said, how many people have heard about the Montgomery bus boycott? Now, there were a couple African-American youngsters in the room who I'm sure had heard about it and were just too shy to say so, but not one hand went up. And they didn't know what a boycott was, and they certainly had no idea when I told them that thousands of people walked everywhere for as long as it took to win the right to the matter of principle, to be able to sit on the bus wherever they chose. One of the students said, that can't be true. If that were true, I would have heard it. But I know every single one of those young elementary teachers is in the classroom now. And except for my visit to school, which turned out to be very controversial for them and unsettling, except for my visit, they knew nothing about Rosa Parks. And, of course, this song is about the courage of the thousands and thousands of people who walked everywhere for over a year to win the right to sit where they wanted on the bus.
My feet are tired. My feet are tired. Oh, my feet are tired, but my soul is rested.